Hi, this is Esa from Amorphis, and you're listening to Hell of a Tip 32.
Hi, this is Tommy from Amorphis, listening to Hell of a Tip. Stay tuned.
Ciao, this is Kim from Amorphis, and you're listening to Radio Helvetti.
Hi, this is OP from Amorphis, and this is Helik Helvetti. Cheers.
Hi, Isa, how are we going?
Okay, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Let's begin with the response of LG. What do you think about it?
The response for LG has been really great, and especially now during the tour, we noticed that there's quite a lot of people got into it, so we are very satisfied with it, and looks like the audience is as well.
Yeah, and are you satisfied with the work of your label?
Nuclear Blast.
Yeah.
Well, so far we've been very satisfied with Nuclear Blast, and of course we are like their main priority, and it's happy to be the label that you know that they are doing a really good job for you, so there's no complaining about Nuclear Blast.
Yeah, could you tell us a little biography of Amorphis?
We were formed in 1990, and we recorded one demo tape in 1990, I think, yeah. And then we got deal with Relapse Records, and we did first record in 92, and we didn't tour with that record at all, but second album, Tales from a Thousand Lakes, was more like a more important album us, and we did quite a lot touring with that album, and we took like 2 year break after we released Energy, so that's like a main history of the band.
Yeah, and what about the lineup changes?
There's been quite a lot. There's 3 new members since last album, and the first change was keyboard player. Kim is now in band, Kasper is not anymore. And then we decided to replace our old drummer because we had some disagreements with some opinions with him, so it led that we had to fire him. And then we needed new vocalist, Pasi, who's now sings also in the band, so that's mainly the story behind the guys.
Yeah, and did the new members of the band bring new influences?
Yeah, quite a lot, because everybody's musical background is very different. Kim's played like soul jazz music before, and Pasi has been more like a industrial person, and Pekka is mainly quite rock person, our new drummer, so, and everybody's got their really big pressure on the music.
Yeah, and what about your on-stage activity?
It's still the same. We don't think about how we look on stage, so it's like, each guy is very individual on stage, and it's still very aggressive attitude there.
Yeah, and could you tell us 2 words about your influences for the lyrics?
Lyrics are influenced by like Finnish poems, Finnish poetry, and they are much about all Finnish traditions and quite a lot like philosophical things, meanings, how people used to live. And also Finnish folk music influences us as musicians in our music. So it's like a whole folk area is a very big part for us.
Yeah, and what's now in the future of Amorphis?
Touring. That's the only thing what we can see now. Sometime in near future, probably we're going to record something. But now it's just touring.
Yeah, and what do you think about the new bands around Europe now?
I guess they're good. I haven't heard any new bands lately, but yeah, probably.
The scene is growing good, in your opinion?
Hopefully, yeah. I've not been into the scene lately so much, so I don't all the time know where you know which direction the like heavy metal music is going. But that's true. There's a lot of good bands coming up.
Yeah, and what message would you send to the listeners of heavy metal music in general?
Try to pick up the good bands and should start to learn, listen other kind of music styles as well. And that makes it easier to pick up the good bands.
And what represents the cover of LG?
LG's cover is like... there's a lot of symbols, so it's really symbolic meaning behind the whole album cover, and it's like different symbols of different places of Finland, all symbols, so it's like a map.
Yeah, final message, leaving message to our listeners?
Stay heavy.
All right, see you on tour.
Yeah.